Boys Golf as Scott City heads to Colby on Thursday, excuse me, and then the following Thursday it's league already, and then regionals down in Hugoton coming up here in less than 2 weeks away already here, and we're going to talk to a couple of seniors here. We're going to start off with Tracer Chapman, and Tracer, how you doing this evening?
Yeah, I'm doing great. How about you?
Doing good, thank you. Well, Monday, kind of time off in between meets there. Friday, of course, or 10 days in between meets, you go to Hayes. And how'd that go for you on Monday?
You know, just kind of golf the same as I usually do, just pretty bad. It would have been all right, but those greens really threw me off. And I had like a five-hole stretch where I had par putts lined up, and then those greens just threw me off so bad that I ended up double bogeying them. Which is not good.
No. Well, what made those greens so difficult?
I don't know. They were fast for sure, and we've played fast greens like at Buffalo Dunes and then down in Dodge. And when I got to those courses, I putted really well because it was consistent putting surface, but I don't know what happened on Monday, but I mean, it was the same surface as those good courses and I just blew it.
What's been maybe one of your favorite meets so far this year?
Probably Dodge. It was just, I mean, it was just a really nice course. And then I got to bomb my 8-iron everywhere around the place.
All right. Well, I know it's hard to believe the season's coming to an end, but, you know, what you looking forward to here with the next few meets coming up before to get prepared for regionals?
It would be really cool to golf well for once. I would love to go to Colby and actually golf the way I know I can. So hopefully I get there tomorrow and everything just falls in place as it should.
Yes. Well, I understand you're going to be a Bethel Thresher next fall for football. So have you studied up what a Thresher is yet?
Yeah, I took a visit and they were sure to tell me what it was, so.
All right. Well, good deal. Well, congratulations on that, and hopefully get some good golf in here over the next few weeks. And thanks again, as always, here, Tracer.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, Senior Tracer Chapman joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware, and we bring in Coy Vance here, another senior on the team here. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing all right. Golf season's going a little too fast, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's my favorite season. It's sad that it's almost over.
For sure. But, Monday, a pretty challenging course in its own right at Hayes there, and how'd you feel like that you competed there on that course?
My end score definitely didn't reflect how I felt I golfed. It's just my bad holes, and it's been the same problem all year. My bad holes tend to be really, really bad, but I loved playing that course. It was a beautiful course.
All right, and of course, it was a pretty nice day Monday, so, I mean, was that kind of unusual, too, to not play in a lot of wind and...
Yeah, it definitely was. I mean, like half of our tournament has been 40-mile-an-hour plus wind, and it's weird when there's no wind, beautiful day.
All right. And so what's been probably your favorite meet so far this year?
Probably our home meet. I mean, I think we had four guys in the top 10. Obviously, we won the meet. Mm-hmm. That was just a good feeling to kind of get back on the right track.
Always good to defend the home course, isn't it?
Yes, it is, and it feels really bad when you lose on it.
Yep. Well, tomorrow you head up to Colby, and what kind of lies ahead for that course for you?
It's kind of similar to our course, a couple less trees, but I think we should shoot pretty low. It's a very scoreable course.
All right, and what would you like to accomplish here before you close out your high school career?
Probably, I would love to make another state run like we did last year. I mean, that was super fun, just be around all those guys and go to state. It was a thrill.
Absolutely. Once again, Senior Coy Vance joining us here. And thanks again, as always, here for the time. And good luck to you as you close out the rest of your year here.
Thank you.
All right, once again, Senior Coy Vance joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. We will talk here momentarily with Coach Brian Gentry as he gets the headset on here. And, Coach... kind of a tough turn or a day on Monday in that course there at Hayes there. Well, it's a lot to learn from. It's a challenging course, and it can give you a lot of trouble. But overall, what'd you see with your team on Monday?
Oh, man, it was a beautiful day and a great course. It was good. I mean, the golf that was being played was not fantastic.
Yeah.
But, no, it's always a challenge, especially at that course where there's so many blind shots. And if you haven't ever played it before, you're pretty uncertain of where mm-hmm. where you're supposed to be going. So it is a challenge. It's a great course. The greens, they've got a lot of slope to them, so it makes it very challenging. A lot of them are protected with bunkers. There's a lot of water on that course, more so than anywhere else. So, no, I mean, this is the reason why we go to these tournaments. Mm-hmm. You know, Buffalo Dunes, Dodge, and there we were lucky enough to get back into the Hayes tournament, which we got out of about mm-hmm. 8 to 10 years ago. But we go to those, you know, to prepare for, you know, state-level courses. And, mm-hmm. I mean, so every one of them, you know, provides you with some more learning experience and some new knowledge that maybe, you know, you weren't really thinking about. So, I mean, shot selection and what you're hitting off the tee box is as important as anything. And you can't always hit your driver. You gotta trust some other clubs. And also you got to be, you know, able to trust your distances, especially when you have a big dog leg. And we're going to have some of those at Hugoton, you know, coming up for regionals. So we just, you know, continue to get dialed in and you know, continue to improve.
Yeah, and just kind of one of those things where just kind of the whole team just struggled there. But, you know, there's a lot to learn from, and you quickly turn around here, and you go to Colby on Thursday, and you're going to flush kind of Monday away there, but the opportunity to battle against quite a few other league teams again.
Yeah, we're going to have to play pretty well. You know, we've talked about this, but, mm-hmm. you know, coming into the league tournament coming up, you know, there at Cimarron, you know, us, Colby, Goodland, they've got us a couple times, you know, we've beat them a couple times. So, you know, we've got to have a competitive attitude. I know a lot of people don't think of it that way, you know, mm-hmm. when it comes to golf, but, you know, we have to go out and compete with other teams. And it's, you know, our guys have to be mentally more into it tomorrow. Cause it's going to be I believe it's going to be a very long day. It's going to be a lot of players. It starts at 3. That tournament kind of plays slow anyway. Mm-hmm. So if we finish it, I'll be surprised. And I guess if we don't finish, we're going to waste 3 hours playing a back nine that's not going to count.
Well, maybe it's going to be one of those deals where everybody has to go get their spotlights out and play.
Yeah, we can get some glow balls out there and just have at it.
Call it the Twilight Tournament.
There we go. They might
cool.
as well.
I have to talk to Coach Williams about that.
Yeah, we'll just tee off at midnight and let her go.
Yeah. But, no, you know, this has been a season that's been pretty good. You've had quite a few new faces onto the varsity so far, and it's starting to turn into a pretty formidable team here, and we saw it at the home meets, and I know we didn't see it on Monday, but still, you got to really like where you guys are kind of setting as you get to league after this week and then headed into regionals.
Yeah. You know, league's kind of, you know, goal number one, mm-hmm. And then, you know, moving forward and look at regionals. But, you know, I like how our team interacts with one another, a little bit strange every once in a while, but they do a good job of kind of, you know, being positive towards one another, especially during the round. You know, the way that they interact is usually positive. They help each other out, and you know, so it's going to be fun. It's going to be a busy few weeks. You know, hopefully we get to continue to play and make it a third year in a row that we could qualify a team for state. But you know, like I said, goal number one is to win our league. And in order for that to happen, we've got to have 6 guys that go out and play and stay, you know, level-headed. Because, you know, playing competition golf it's a little bit nerve-wracking. You know, everything speeds up. Your swing speeds up. You know, your walk speeds up. Everything does. So we've got to do a better job of slowing everything down and getting comfortable and settling into our rounds a little bit sooner.
Once again, it is Coach Brian Gentry joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware as we talk golf here at Colby tomorrow and the next Thursday league at Cimarron, and then coming up in 12 days at Hugoton. Coach, as always, thank you for the time. Good luck to you guys coming up here.
All right, thanks.